We are up to Halacha Yudalid. Okay, but by the way, before I continue, next week in Mitzvah, we're not going to daven Mincha anymore after the Shir. So I'm going to try to end the Shir at 12 o'clock. Okay, I'm going to really try that we should not end 12 o'clock. Give me leeway, maybe 5 minutes more, not more than that. You can just turn me off. Turn off. Press the remote on the TV remote. Okay, so next week, this will be the last week that we will daven Mincha after the Shir. Okay, halacha, up to halacha yudal on page Reish Yud Ches, Reach. Page Reish Yud Ches, Simin Tzadi Dal, Hamis Orech Bechotzer, a person who is a guest in the courtyard, Yesh Aymim Deafilu Nisareach Bebeis Bifnei Atzmo, Im Loi Nisareach Derech Keva, Ela L'Shloishim Yoyim, if you're only there for 30 days or less, Oy L'Pochos Eino Oyser Al Bnei Chotzer, you do not need to contribute towards the Erev Chatzeros. The Kulam Mutadim L'Taltal Bei Mibotei HaBalabatim Bei Mibotei HaAreach, everyone is allowed to carry freely in the courtyard from the house of the Balabais to the house of the guest. If there's a guest house in the courtyard and the people are not there for less than 30 days, you do not need to participate in it. That's not part of the original takana. Even if there are many guests, even if the guests outnumber the host, provided that there's at least one permanent resident that is living in this courtyard. But if all of them are guests, every single person is a guest, then if everyone has their own place to eat, if they're not eating in the main dining room, everyone is eating in their own personal, in their own room, then they indeed will answer one upon the other. And if we have a non-Jew, that goes to the regular halacha. Well, that's another halacha that in a community Erev, you have to have schiras makam. You have to rent from the non-Jew his rishus. Okay, so this is the born halacha. Like in a hotel, this is the halacha l'maaseh when you're in a hotel. In a hotel, everyone depends on the hotel. There are certain hotels where the Baal HaBayis actually lives in the hotel. There are such places, and in that situation, or let's say that those places, then you would not need to have an Eruv Chatzeros, because everyone is only a guest for the week, and everyone, the Baal HaBayis is permanent. But if you don't have a person that's living there full time, everyone in the hotel is a guest, then it says over here that you do indeed need to make an Eruv Chatzeros. And if okay, that, so this is all, these are all complicated questions, what they do in a hotel. When they have a hotel, I imagine, I don't know, I really don't know what they do. I don't know what they do in, you go away for Pesach to a hotel, do they make an Eruv Chatzeros? I imagine they do, yeah, so right?
The rabbi,
that's part of his responsibilities. To make an Eruv, do they actually technically need an Eruv Chatzeros? Well, you probably go through the Shulchan Aruch and every single little detail, you can probably find Heter, and then you don't need an Eruv Chatzeros.
Some hotels, you have Friday, the davening, the rabbi gets up and makes an announcement that he made an Eruv.
Make an Eruv Chatzeros for the entire event. He made it with the bracha. Does he make it with the bracha also?
Yeah, that's accordingly.
With the bracha.
The homework he did.
Oh, well, the homework they had. The Davidman family used to live there full time the whole year round, right? And they lived there. Davidman's homework. I remember, and I was a child. I remember, I went there once.
Yeah,
like, parents took.
They didn't live
anymore. Aha.
15 in a month.
But Mestama, they had, it's such a big place. Mestama, they had people living there full time. People, workers, Skayim or whatever. People, workers there. All right. And the other issue he points out is very interesting: is where is everyone eating? If everyone is eating only in the dining room, then you don't need an Erev, because you have one community room. But there are private rooms. Pesach, people like to have Siddurim in their own private room. So when you have private rooms, so then it becomes a problem. But probably in a small hotel, you don't necessarily, if everyone's coming to eat in the dining room, eating together,
yeah,
you might not necessarily need to eat.
Rooms are usually like off the dining room.
Off, so is that still called private? Is that what halacha defines? It's all very, very difficult questions. Is that what halacha defines as separate?
A lot of them have other.
Yeah, what, not over the dining room?
Yeah, well,
it has to be somewhere that's strategically located to the kitchen.
Bring the waiters in.
And it's also, it's not for a month. If you're living there more than a month, you're no longer in a halacha called a guest. So there are definitely people that you go to a hotel, you know, some people they go for a whole month. Though the summer, you're there for 2 months, or even go for Pesach. Some people they go a little bit before, a little bit after, they can be there more than a month. So these are all very interesting questions. What about in a camp? You go to a camp away for the summer, so it could be 1 or 2 months. Everyone is eating in the dining room, a small yeshiva camp.
But there they definitely make an Erev.
They make an Erev Chatzeros. But the nafkamina is going to be, do you make a bracha? if you have a situation where you don't, where it's not clear if you need to make a real eruv chatzeres, if you have a small camp, a yeshiva, a small yeshiva, they rent space, they go away just between for the 3 weeks, the Bein HaMitzarim, and then after Tisha B'Av it's all over, and you have just a few families, and everyone eats in the dining room. So l'chayra, you can make an argument. You can argue that you don't need to make an eruv chatzeres. We're all eating in the dining room, so we don't have the issue eating in separate bungalows. Maybe not, because it's really hard to say if you have families and we're going to only be here for 3 weeks or maybe even less. You get into different shilas. Do you really need to make an eruv chatzeres? So definitely you're going to make, because you don't want to get into trouble. But the nafka min is going to be, are you going to make a bracha? Will you make a bracha on an eruv chatzeres? That will be the nafka mina. Some say she'ein chilik bein arech lebalabais. There is no difference. The kol sheyesh lo chedem yuchel lo echol sham dinik balabais. If you have a separate room to eat in, even if you don't eat there, as you have sheyesh lo chedem yuchel lo echol sham dinik balabais. V'chein yesh lahachmek lechatchila. Lechatchila, you always should make an eruv chatzeres no matter what. The yesh lam la'ar beloy bracha. But the issue over here, again, as we said before, is all of these situations get very complicated. There are many different opinions. We're just touching over the tip of the iceberg. This is a kitzur shchonach, golu shchonach, all the laws. There are many different opinions. So whenever you have a shiloh, you make an air, but you don't make a bracha. And the other very big nafkamina is when you forget. That happens probably more often than not. You go away for Shabbos, everyone decides to go, they're going to go away for whatever, they go away for, and then all of a sudden you realize in the beginning of the summer, oh, we forgot to make an eruv chatzeros. We have the regular eruv, but no eruv chatzeros, so can we carry? Mm-hmm. So there are many situations where you can be sumach on the mekhil, that you don't need an eruv in this situation, you don't need to make a new, you can carry on Shabbos. Halacha tests on the bottom. Even if you're renting, lav dafka, if you are a guest, even if you are going to a hotel and you are paying for room and board, if you're going to the merchat sois, I think what he means, the bungalow colony, for some reason he calls it a bathhouse, people go away to these...
They used to go to the spas.
Spas, okay.
In Europe they used to go...
They rent a room with kelim. Even though he's actually paying money, but he's not considered to be it's considered to be a guest. He's still referred to a guest. If you're a soicher, you can remove the kelim in the room as you like. But if you're a guest, you have no right to take the utilities out of the room. There are certain kelim which are stored in the room, the beds, the dresser, utilities. You have no right to take these things out of a room. If you go to a hotel, you can't take it out. You can't rob the towels. You have to have a towels now attached with a chain. The bathroom is attached with a chain. The chain only goes until the shower. Shouldn't steal the $100 bathrobe. Therefore, this is the ultimate. If you have a situation where you're not allowed to take the appliances, the furniture out of the room, this is the ultimate tfisas habayis. Thus, there's only one balabayis in this community. That is the balabayis. And not the people. The mela, you don't need to make an eruv chatzeros. Okay. Ayin sham.
In an apartment house.
Yes.
Where the
utilities
belong.
Ayin chnami, you don't need. You don't need eruv chatzeros. Rav Moshe on the Lower East Side, carrying the apartment buildings, there was no need for eruv chatzeros. Rav Moshe Psak on the Lower East Side, you did not need. But when I was there, the appliances were owned by the co-op, and therefore that was the ultimate tfisas yad. So there was no need to make eruv chatzeros.
Right.
Today things are a little more complicated because people have own departments, and you do have so you can't still take things out. You still can't. So there's still some degree of tfisa sabai. Still some degree. Okay, let's go further. Even if there are more than 30 people. More than 30 people.
More than 30 people? More than 30 days?
More than 30 days. Even if you're there permanently, you do not need to make an Erev Chatzeres. Ayin b'shnabur b'shartzin shekasev d'toli im yochol l'saluke b'chol shah. His determining factor is, can the balabayis throw you out? Can he say to the tenant, leave, I terminate your contract?
Release.
So then the rule, the release. Yochol l'saluke b'chol shah sheyirtza oz enoy oysel li'oylam. If the balabayis can say to the tenant, get out, then that shows that he is the balabais. But if the balabais cannot force a tenant to leave, there is a lot of red tape to cut, then the tenant is a shtickel balabais. I also have rights in this location. I don't care that I can't take out the refrigerator, I can't take out the furniture. You can't force me. Kol ma shiyom lecha balabais asay, kol ma shiyom lecha balabais asay, chutz mitzay. If he can't force you out, if he can't force you out...
Ultimately, he can.
What?
Ultimately,
but not in the short term. Not in the short term. That's what it says. B'chol shah. That's what he said over here on the top line. Oz eina yoysel yelam b'chol v'lo yochol l'saluki oz oyser b'yoysem shoshim. Then the determining factor is, if he can't force you out, then the determining factor is oz oyser b'yoysem shoshim, only if you're there for more than 30 days. V'yayin b'shut mahar sham. To me, shuhu b'kaitz. Yes, I heard, very interesting, I overheard someone talk about the marsham. Talk about the Mishnah Berurah. And the Marsham was the Mishnah Berurah before the Mishnah Berurah. I think even the Mishnah Berurah himself says, someone asked the Marsham, Mishnah Berurah Shaila, and he said that before you came out with the Mishnah Berurah, I had 100 Shailas. And I went through the first Chalik of Mishnah Berurah, and 50 of my 100 Shailas were answered. But I still have 50 questions. So I need to know the answer. So he said, look at the Marsham. Whatever the Marsham says, that's what you do. So the Marsham was a generation before the Mishnah Berurah. I heard a very interesting story. He said that the Marsham said this, that he was had a dream. In the dream, there was a person that he knew they had a din Torah in Shemayim, if he's chayiv misa bidei Shemayim. And there was a dispute in Shemayim if this person was chayiv misa bidei Shemayim. So they decided they're going to ask the Marsham how he paskins. So they came to the Marsham in the dream, the Satan. And they said, with the Bezer Shalmailo, what do you say about this situation? So he says, Meferish HaKesef Mishnah, I don't know all the details, where he's potter. He's potter from Nisa. And then they said to him, no, it's not the Kesef Mishnah. First they said, he passed, what do you say? So he passed, and he had a svara why he's potter. So then the Satan said, what is the Masham doing here? The Marsham, this is a shayla of Misa Bidei Shemayim. The Marsham is an earthling. He has no right to issue us a decision. So the Marsham then said, he called a Kesef Mishnah. He called a Kesef Mishnah where even Bidei Odom Bez Shalmat has a koyach to paskin in Yonim relating to Misa Bidei Shemayim. So it's okay, fine. And then the Marsham, he woke up. He woke up. So Marsham said, listen, Parsha, the Kesef Mishnah tikach v'yotcha, and you shall give, what does the Pasuk say? And you shall present it. And you shall present it to the Ish. The Haridul Ish. The Kesef. So the Marsham said about himself, oh, now I know Pshat the Pasuk. The Kesef Mishnah Tikach Biyadcha. The Haridul, and you shall give it to the Ish. The Ish of him was the Satan. I was able to save this person's life. What a bizarre story. But it just goes to show the greatness of the Marsham, the coming to ask him to paskin in Shemayim when he's still here on this world. He's coming to paskin, he's very shyless. Was a guy, he quotes him very often, Rav Brown, he quotes him very often. The Ayin B'shuv B'shuv Marsham, the Mishahu B'kayitz, B'kiryas Chutzos, a person is in the summer in some type of country, colony, V'socha L'cheda B'yach Sanya, and he has rented a in a room. V'sham darim od harbe akum v'yisraelim. There are Jews and non-Jews. She'ena moedim be'eruv. They do not want to participate in eruv. V'gam bal habayis bi'atzma ye'ena moedim be'eruv. Mashma hasam de'asurin olav b'yoyser m'shloishim yom. That these people that are renting rooms here for more than 30 days, they will cause you a problem. You will not be able to carry from your home to the lobby, to the communal area, even when there are walls and there is an area, because you have to have schiras makom. You have to have either eruv chatzeros for Jews and schiras makom for non-Jews. And if these people refuse to participate in schiras makom and eruv chatzeros, then you're not allowed to carry. You'll argue, but over here we're only here temporarily. We're all guests. This inn is owned by a balabayis. He marsham paskins. If they're there for more than 30 days, they already become some degree of balabayis in their own rights. No, bias. So he doesn't want to. Do schiras makom. That means
He's a pashi Yisrael.
So he doesn't want to participate in the eruv chatzeros. Okay. Mishloshim yom the loykadas maharshak hanal ayin lekamon. Not like we did before that you can be makel, that you do not need to feel there. It's owned by one person. Doesn't make a difference. Okay. So you have chaluk yedeis if you need to make an eruv in these situations. Okay. Let's go to the next halacha. Halacha tes zayin. Halacha tezvav. Yisrael hadar im ein Yehudi b'chatz. Now we go to the rules of schiras makom. Yisrael that lives with an ein Yehudi b'chatz. Echad ein ha ein Yehudi oiser olaf. If you only have one non-Jew living in your apartment, then there is no problem. You do not need to make with him to schiras makom. Umotur l'taltel mibayis l'chatz mi'chatz l'bayis afilu heim shnei Yisraelim. And you let it carry from the chatz to the bayis chaz l'chatz afilu heim shnei Yisraelim oiser. Even if we have two Jews, it doesn't matter. Rak shem darim be'ofen shehem lo hayu tzrichim le'erev. Provided the two Jews living together, well, they don't need to make an eruv. In other words, the two Jews are living together in the same exact bayis, and they have a third partner that has a goy. They don't need to do from the goy schiras makom. When you only have one goy, you don't need schiras makom. Kimavur el sif yud gimel oz gam kain ein ho ein Yehudi Yisraelim. Why Chazal did not make a takana when we have only one Jew? We're not afraid that the one Jew will influence. The reason why Chazal wanted you to do schiras makom one goy is because they did not want you to live there forever. They wanted you there to be friction. They wanted there to be an uncomfortable situation where the Jew is going to leave the company of a non-Jew, because the Jew is going to be influenced by the non-Jew and learn from his evil ways. That is only true when the Jew there are more than one Jew. But if there's only one non-Jew, then anyway, you're going to want to move away, because it's takanas nefashos. It was only necessary to make this takana when. Wait. When there's only one Jew, because
only one guy.
There's only one guy. Only in that case they were it's not necessary. But when there's more than one guy, then there is concern you're going to be influenced by his ways, and you have to make with him schiras magmavim. Hey, mishnei Yisraelim, oyos. If there are two Jews or more, tzrichim la'arv, you must make an erev. Oz im dar sham gam ein Yehudi who oisrael ayem, is another condition. If anyway you have to make an eruv chatzeros, if you have two Jews and you anyway need to make an eruv chatzeros, that automatically triggers the need to make a schiras makom from a guy. If you only have a Jew and a guy, and there's only one guy, you don't need to do anything. But if you are already making an eruv chatzeros, then that eruv chatzeros will now awaken the guy to require schiras makom from the eino Yehudi. The einam yecholim. Azim hudarsham agam in Yehudi who oyser alayim. The einam yecholim. They can't make an eruv chatzeros until they do schiras makom as rishus. They give him money to rent his rishus. The imdarim sham shnei nachrim or yoiser tzrichim liskar mikol echad v'yachad. You have to do schiras makom for each individual. Now here's an interesting shaila. Okay, I think you have this from Mr. Rappaport. Let's say you have a Jew on one side and a guy on the other side. This situation that he's discussing here is where you have a courtyard where you have like a lobby of an apartment building where there are three people. Well, let's say there are three people. There are two Jews and there's one guy. So if you only had in this courtyard a Jew and a guy, you don't need to make a Ruvi Chatzeros. You don't need to make a Schiras Makam because it's one Jew and one guy. If you have two Jews and a guy, so now you need to make a Ruvi Chatzeros with your other fellow Jew. Once you need to make a Ruvi Chatzeros, that will trigger the requirement to do Shituf with, to do Schiras from the guy. But that's only because everyone is sharing the same courtyard. But let's say you have a situation where on one side you're in the center, and on one side you have a Jew, and on the other side you have a guy, and you want to carry, and it's opened, and it's open to two sides. I don't remember the exact Shaila. So there's no overlap. The guy and the Jew do not necessarily overlap. That case you would not necessarily have to make the Sechirat Smakam with the non-Jew, because the non-Jew is not Shaykh. In other words, you share a Rishus with the guy, but the guy does not share a Rishus with the other Jew. But on the other hand, once you're sharing your Rishus with the other Jew now is allowed to come into your Rishus. So does that now trigger the requirement to do Sechirus with the guy? Okay, you know, you have a complicated situation. The case over here is much simpler because in this situation that we're dealing with, everyone is sharing the same Rishus. The guy and the two Jews and the guy are all together. But if you have a situation when you have a guy and a Jew, and the guy and the other Jew do not share, but you share with the guy, that becomes more complicated. I think some say you do need to do, and some say you do not. I don't remember the details. Okay, we'll stop over here because I want to do some Hanukkah things, so we'll stop over here, take a short break.